know something? For a men's retreat, this place doesn't look so bad. Shangri-La. Hoot! You know, I thought the judge was kidding.
What do you mean, kidding?
You know, I sentence you to a men's retreat. I thought it was a euphemism for prison.
Shh! Don't use words like euphemism. This is a men's retreat, for God's sake. Keep your vocabulary under control. Ain't gonna hang around with some metrosexual all weekend. You just can it and act like a guy. It was your idea to steal that stupid baby Jesus. You said it was funny. Well, the judge didn't think so.
Hang on there, Buster. We're not at anger management for stealing. We're here because of your violent temper.
Violent? But I'm not violent. What was I supposed to do? The hot dog guy attacked me with a spatula.
Yeah, after you fell through his cart running away.
Which I wouldn't be doing if you hadn't plied me with marijuana and coerced me into a life of crime.
Yeah, I plied you with marijuana? Yeah, that's funny. Look, the judge said if we get through this, we just get a year's probation. So shut up and let's go register.
Oh, great. You're gonna ask me what I'm in for and I'm gonna have to say stealing a baby Jesus.
Metrosexual. What does it mean? Most people think of an urban male, an urbane male, a guy who cares about his hair, his fingernails, his clothes. It's a man who has a sense of style, a man who wants the world to know that he's a discerning individual. In brief, to most people, not a real man. Nothing could be further from the truth. The metrosexual movement is like any other men's movement. It's all about getting laid. The delicious irony of this particular one is that now, in order to get women interested, men have to dress and act like they're gay. This must amuse gay men to no end, since they've been having to act straight for the last 1,000 years or so. Now it's time for straight men to pretend they're something they're not. The pendulum has swung full circle, forcing a lot of straight men to pretend they swing both ways.
So this is new warrior anger management adventure training.
Fuck accounting!
I have to say, I'm feeling pretty serene.
Oh man, this place is having the opposite effect on me. I mean, I've never been violent, but this place makes me want to kill people! I don't get it. What's with all the drumming? It's driving me crazy, and I'm starving, and I'm cold, and there's no booze, and there's no cable, there's no fridge, there's no sofa. I mean, flies in the face of nature!
Whoa, relax. While the other guys were doing the trust-building dance, I stole their stash of liquor and junk food.
Oh, excellent. Wait, what if they find you out? Should you really antagonize half-naked, screaming anger management people?
Well, come on. See how vulnerable they look? They're all pudgy and pink and wrinkly.
I can't. I mean, it's taking all my energy just to keep my loincloth from falling off.
Yeah, well, just make sure it doesn't. Oh my God, what are we supposed to be doing now?
I don't know. I think he said vision questing, whatever the hell that is.
Well, we succeeded in the vision part. 12 fools and loincloths dance around a fire. But what are we questing?
Yeah, I don't even know what questing means.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It sounds good. Look, if you're going to argue syntax, you'll never find your inner warrior.
Yeah, I don't know about my inner warrior, but I've gotten in touch with my inner sook. I'm cold, and I'm hungry, and I smell. I need a hot shower. I need my woman. I need cable TV. I need to get the hell out of here, man. I don't want to do this anymore.
It's hard to be a man. Okay, all you women out there, I want you to start laughing right now. Because in lots of areas of life, women have it easy. When a woman meets an old friend, they can hug, they can even have a few tears. It's not like that being a man. If I've got a really good friend I haven't seen for a long time, and of course you have a nice visit, and the time comes, you have to say goodbye. And you don't know what to do. You're doing this sort of dance of ambivalence and embarrassment. Do I hug? Are they handshakers? It turns a moment that should be a moment of connection and real emotion between people into this awful, awful embarrassment. It can be really, really hard to be a man. Hey, that's going to get me laid.
Doug, the mic's still on.
Oh, shit. So you really thought that was a good idea?
Lay off, okay? I snapped. I just snapped.
Look, the point of this weekend was to learn about violence. The point of this weekend was to get in touch and in tune with our feelings. The point of this weekend was
to... Shut up, okay? I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about their feelings. Hell, I don't even care about my own feelings. It's all, share your feelings and it's okay to cry. It's driving me crazy.
So you dealt with those feelings by punching out our leader.
He wouldn't stop hugging me. I mean, at first I hugged him to prove to everyone that I could hug. Then I was afraid everyone was going to think I was a homophobe if I didn't didn't hug him. But you want to know the truth? I don't like him. I even told him I couldn't stand him.
Well, that's good, that's good. You're expressing your feelings.
Oh, cut it out! Now you're sounding like him. Okay, Ivan, it's okay that you don't like me. It's okay that you've shared that with us. We want to share in your feelings. So I hit him.
So you haven't come to terms with anything.
No, I guess not. I know I shouldn't have hit him. I guess now we're going to get expelled. Probably get another year of probation. How embarrassing. I got to say, though, boy, you've been great through all this. Really cool. You know, this is working for you. You've taken it all in.
Well, not really. I just know something that you don't. We're going to pass this course with flying colors.
How do you figure that?
Open this and check all these pictures.
Oh, what's this?
I bought these from the leader's ex-wife's divorce lawyer.
Whoa. That's definitely a violation under the criminal code and possibly the Wildlife Act.
See what happens when you get in touch with your feelings?
Ew. Thank God for repression.
Men have feelings too. Men have feelings too. Can I share mine with you? Can I share mine with you?